KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's the latest news for this Wednesday, the 13th day of January. Well, California health officials announced late yesterday the Greater Sacramento region, which includes Amador County, has been moved from the regional stay-at-home order to the purple tier in California's blueprint for a safer economy. This allows for the following changes in Amador County. Hair salons, barbershops, and personal care services can move indoors with modifications. Restaurants and wineries can open outdoors with modifications. And hotels and lodging can now open. Also on Tuesday, Amador County Public Health reported 122 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,315 and 2 additional deaths. All this since last Tuesday's update. The individuals who passed were 2 males, one in their 60s, another in their 80s. The new cases include 51 males and 51 females, 8 children under the age of 18, 58 aged 18 to 49, and 22 aged 50 to 64, 14 and over for 65, or 14 rather over 65. Now, 16 cases, including Mule Creek State Prison inmates, are currently hospitalized. To view current COVID-19 case statistics, please visit the Amador COVID-19 website.
Well, on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 23 additional cases of COVID-19 in Calaveras County. To date, Public Health reports a total of 945 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those cases, 879 have since recovered. 45 cases remain active. There's been a total of 22 confirmed deaths related to the virus in Calaveras County. Now, later this week, Calaveras Public Health will add a backlog of confirmed COVID-19 cases to its case count. This has been an ongoing effort to resolve a discrepancy between the number of cases reported by the county compared to those reported by the state. Officials say expect a large number of new cases to be reported and the discrepancy to decrease. Now, Calaveras County is currently under the regional stay-at-home order, which urges Californians to stay at home as much as possible to limit the mixing with other households that can lead to COVID spread. Remember, everyone is at risk for COVID-19 and should take precautions to avoid getting exposed. Older adults and people with underlying medical conditions are at an increased risk for severe illness and death from COVID-19. The virus can be very serious. Calaveras Public Health asks that everyone follow all safety guidelines.
And beginning this coming Monday, Calaveras County is planning to start offering the COVID-19 vaccine for any residents 75 years of age or older. Addressing the Board of Supervisors yesterday, Mark Twain Medical Center President and CEO Doug Archer announced that starting on Monday, vaccine clinics will be set up at Mark Twain Medical Center in San Andreas for those in Tier 1B, which includes anyone who is 75 years or older. More specific details will be announced later this week about how to schedule an appointment and the exact locations. The plan is to administer 100 vaccines on one day, then ramp up to another 200 to 250 daily thereafter. These will all be free of charge. The clinics will run 4 days a week, depending on the vaccine availability. There will be screening to ensure that those receiving the vaccine are Calaveras residents. Those receiving it will have a follow-up appointment scheduled for the second dose in about 4 weeks. It was further stressed at Tuesday's meeting the importance of mask wearing, avoiding gatherings, and hand washing, with hopes the community will be in a much better place come springtime.
Well, a loud bang led to some anxious moments at Ione Junior High School yesterday. According to Ione Police, just after 1 in the afternoon, Ione PD received a call from Junior High about a loud bang near the area of the school. Well, the school went into lockdown mode as a precaution. Ione PD arrived on scene, determined it was a blown PG&E transformer. The cause was an animal. The outage impacted 17 customers for just over an hour. PG&E and Ione Fire Department assisted to restore the power to local residents affected by the power outage.
Well, with the start of the new year, Calaveras County Tree Mortality Program Manager Dr. Richard Harris reports three projects are currently underway or pending, including one in the Big Trees Village area, one in the West Point McCallamy Hill Sheep Ranch area, and one in the Highway 4 corridor between Blue Lake Springs and Angels Camp. Since its inception in 2016, the program has safely and efficiently conducted 33 projects throughout the county and mitigated over 9,500 trees. Property owners within the project area have been notified when projects start, and any concerns, issues, or requests are forwarded on to the supervising forester or the tree service contractor. The tree mitigation program is primarily funded by a grant from the state, and tree removal and cleanup is totally free. Harris says anyone who receives a form and who has questions should contact him at 707-685-5508. Or for more information about the county's projects, including maps, visit the County Tree Mortality website.
And tickets now on sale for the Hospice of Amador in Calaveras, 12th annual Take a Chance on Love Valentine's Day drawing. This year's deluxe prizes feature diamonds, wild animals, water, mountains, and more. Tickets are only $10 apiece. Spend $100 or more. All tickets are 2-for-1. Plus, you receive a voucher for free dessert from the Murphy's Hotel or free appetizer from Small Town Food and Wine Bar. The drawing will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday the 12th of February at the Jackson Hospice Thrift Store during a live KVGC broadcast. You don't need to be present to win. To purchase tickets, call Hospice at 223-5500 or visit the Hospice Thrift Store in Jackson or Angels Camp. For more info or to also purchase tickets, visit hospiceofamador.org or hospiceofcalaveras.org. And take a chance on love this Valentine's Day.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.